Let's sit down with Matt Stringer, the Chief Executive of RNIB, for his weekly catch-up. Matt, thank you very much for joining us.
Hello, Alan. No, my pleasure. Running into Christmas, so always good to talk to you.
Indeed, not long to go now. So we've actually got quite a few things to squeeze in today, Matt. It's a busy one for us. We're going to start with quite a serious topic. The COVID-19 inquiry is, of course, on at the moment. And we've actually been chatting with Ben Connor, who's been encouraging people to have their say. And that's something, again, which RNIB is heavily involved in.
Yeah, look, I mean, it's going to rumble on for a bit, isn't it? And it becomes a bit of a, I can say pantomime, but a bit of a show. But I think it's worth just touching on it this week, because you've got the former Prime Minister who's been giving evidence for a couple of days. I think the current Prime Minister, who was Chancellor at the time, is giving evidence. So, you know, we've had some pretty heavyweight contributors recently, with the Health Secretary and some of the major scientists involved. So, you know, some fairly major evidence being heard. And just to say two things, really. One, just to remind people that, you know, we have status with the other charities in the Disability Charity Consortium group to sort of give evidence. And we've been doing that. We wrote a submission probably 2 or 3 months ago now, which actually went under my name. I think I'm the witness if we ever get called, for summarising the experience through COVID of people from a spectrum of disabilities. And we submitted that. Clearly, we put a lot of our evidence in there, as did the likes of Mind and Sense and Scope and the RNID and others. So that was a pretty major contribution. And the only thing, you know, I would just encourage listeners to do, we put some stuff out on social media a couple of days ago, just giving a link to the COVID-19 public inquiry to allow people to share their experience of what went on, because it's valid to hear everyone's view in this, to make sure the inquiry tries to come to the most balanced view. And clearly it's not just about what the politicians or the scientists said or did, it's about what happened, you know, at a grassroots level for people. So while the inquiry will go on for some time through a variety of modules, I would just maybe encourage people who've got a story to tell to come forwards through our link or through generic links to the COVID inquiry and just put their input into it, because it's really important that everyone's voice is heard.
Please do. Yes, have your say. Another big project, Matt, that we've been talking a lot about at the moment and talking to people about is accessible stadiums. So, you know, part of C-Sport differently, but, you know, looking to make that match day experience, and I suppose other stadium, other sport as well, more accessible for blind and partially sighted fans.
Yeah, this is a really important thing, I think, because, you know, we've been pushing on our C-Sport differently work for the last, we've got a 3-year programme. In the middle of that, we had the Ipswich World Games as a big highlight, for example, in August. But it's more than that. It's more than just the headline games. It's about, you know, the day-to-day experience of people getting involved in sport, you know, practicing, coaching, spectating, all those things are valid. And, you know, I'm really pleased with the report that we published last week and the support we had from the English Football League. That's 72, I think there's 72 clubs, all supporting our report about how you make the match day experience accessible to fans with sight loss. And we've had particular support from big clubs, Arsenal, Wolverhampton Wanderers, Everton, and even Wrexham, who clearly are making a splash at the moment because of their Hollywood backers. So that's quite high profile too. But yeah, it's really great that we had the support, but I think getting all 72 league clubs behind it is an interesting thing, because you see the weight, the breadth and depth of reach of those clubs. We would have had, yeah, some of the big clubs, hundreds of thousands, if not millions of supporters globally, never mind the anything between, you know, 5,000 and 70,000 who would turn up to a game every weekend. So the potential reach for this and getting our message across and our purpose across is really important, and particularly in a way like going to a game, which everyone would viscerally understand, you know, what we're talking about. So I think it's really, really important. And, you know, I think also just talking up, you know, some of the imaginative nature of our social media activity. I'm just looking at a tweet now we did yesterday with Jack Grealish looking through a net, and we're using that to talk about looking at the match, you know. So I think the wit and imagination we're bringing to this is great, but the message is very serious. It was lovely to see that. What we've been doing, endorsed by the ex-England striker Michael Owen, and it's great to see him endorsing it a few days ago as well. So I just encourage people to look out for it. I think one thing we're pushing is see how we could generate more traction, you know, with this breadth and depth and reach. I was giving the team an idea this week, because we can see that Bristol Rovers this year, their away shirt has Braille on it, because Ian Holloway, the ex-manager of Bristol Rovers, has got, I think, four daughters who are all, I think, to a degree element, they have some deafness, and therefore he's very good on sign language, and he really gets that sensory deprivation, but the need to really, you know, help mitigate and support people, and, you know, whether that's being deaf, whether it's being blind, visually impaired. And so, you know, they did Braille on their shirt. And my big idea for the team was, how can we get all football clubs maybe one day next season having a shirt with Braille on it and really making a big thing? So, you know, these things matter. There are ways in to really sort of prick the national consciousness. And I'm really pleased that we've got the report out last week and had some really good media coverage last weekend.
Indeed, yes. Yeah. Saw the Michael Owen one. And if you're a Scotland fan as well, John McGinn was putting that out. And I know in the new year, we're going to be chatting to some of the clubs as well about this. It's a fantastic piece of work, and hoping that will spread throughout all the stadia as well. Okay, we're going to talk. I think we've got time for a couple more things, Matt.
We've got Sonic logo. I think we're going to talk about this. Yeah. We just put out this week a Sonic logo. We've had a VI musician, Abby Baker, and a number of VI sort of members of the RNIB community working on this. It's a sort of a sonic sound logo, RNIB, with a bit of a sort of musical underlay to that. But I think these things matter. You know, it's just, again, it reinforces a brand, it's a signature, but clearly for visually impaired people, it's a very accessible statement or entree for the RNIB. And, you know, we've got a number of people who've contributed saying the letters in RNIB. We've got this score that sits underneath it. And I think it's one of those things that can signpost to the audio channel RNIB activity. So again, there's quite a lot we put out on social media this week. Not only you can hear the Sonic logos, but actually seeing some of the background to how we pulled that together with the various visually impaired people, beneficiaries coming together and helping us do that, which is a really, some really lovely videos on the website and on social media. So I'll just encourage the listeners to maybe go and find that. It's a nice story. And I think you'll hear that logo now going forwards quite a bit if you're listening to RNIB content.
Indeed, Sam, we've been using a lot of that now. It's woven through RNIB Connect radio shows now, so you'll hear a chance to hear all different versions of that. Let's finish off with another important one as well. Like many charities, Matt, RNIB relies heavily on its volunteers, and it was a chance to celebrate their contribution recently.
Yeah, I mean, you know, we have incredibly committed staff, but we also have thousands of volunteers up and down the country who day in, day out, week in, week out, do great work for us, whether they're helping with talk and support, you know, participating in community groups, helping us with sort of tech for life, doing a lot of work around transcription and audiobooks historically. So, you know, there's a whole host of people supporting us on a variety of things. We've just had International Volunteer Day, and we've got some really lovely stuff on social media talking to a number of the volunteers and what they do. I did a video which just had a bit of feedback on this morning, actually, which seemed to get out quite well, with some volunteer meetings, just to sort of thank them from my position, because I don't, you know, really get, as a CEO, how much the organisation absolutely relies on its volunteers to, you know, as I said, do a whole breadth and depth of stuff that, you know, often goes unnoticed every week, but is incredibly valuable. And it's just really lovely, you know, on a day like International Volunteer Day, for us to be able to take a moment and just thank everyone, particularly running into Christmas, for all they've done this year for the RNIB. So if you're a volunteer out there and listening to this, you know, please accept my thanks. It doesn't go unnoticed, massively valued. Thank you for your you know, commitment in 2023, and hopefully look forward to you carrying on that commitment for the RNIB in 2024.
Indeed, a big thank you to all our volunteers. And if you'd like to find out more details about some of the points we've been talking about, maybe you want to get involved in volunteering, or just to get some more information or support from RNIB, do have a look at the website. It's rnib.org.uk. You can call our helpful team on 0303 123 9999. And if you have an Amazon Echo device, just ask Lady A to call RNIB's helpline. Time has run out with us once again, Matt. We will be back with you again, though, next week. But thank you for joining us on RNIB Connect Radio.
No, cheers, Alan. My pleasure. Lovely to speak to you, and look forward to speaking to you next week.